According to Bright MLS, 72% of buyers paused their home search in 2023 due to the high mortgage interest rates. Getting ready to come back in 2024. So this is your urgent-ish alert. I want to make sure I save my urgent alerts for really urgent market matters, but this is urgent-ish. The alert is interest rates are still pretty high right now compared to how they've been for the past 5 years. So I guess it sucks to be you. Okay, fine. How would you like to hear some solutions on how to beat these high interest rates? I'm going to tell you, but first, you got to listen to this song. Hey, homies, a quick interruption before I start the episode because I have some majorly exciting news. The How to Buy a Home podcast and me, your host, David Sidoni, we're going on the road. Come and get your questions about home buying answered from me directly, live and in person. And our first stop is Dallas, Texas. Yeah, baby, it only took me 5 years, but the unicorns are finally bringing me out on the road, and I'm going to be live in Dallas on Monday, April 1st. And no, this is not an April Fool's joke. This is real. This is legit. I am literally, used correctly, coming to Dallas for a live event on Monday, April 1st. It's free, and there'll even be some refreshments out there, so you can save some money on dinner, because I know you're all on a budget trying to save up for a down payment and closing costs. To get the information, email info@howtobuyahome.com, put Dallas in the subject. That's info, like information, info@howtobuyahome.com, put Dallas in the subject. We're taking the revolution to the people. It is time to discuss the new rules for how to buy a home in 2024. And guess what? I'm actually going to stick around in Dallas, and if you can't make it or you're not in Dallas, the next day, Tuesday, April 2nd, me and JT, who maybe you've heard in the background on the podcast, we're going to be doing a YouTube Live. So that's for everybody in North America the very next day, 6 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday, April 2nd. That's going to be on my YouTube channel at How to Buy a Home. Q&A live with me. If you've got questions about either one of these, email info@howtobuyahome.com for questions. Again, Monday, April 1st, live in person in Dallas. If you can't make that, the next night, Tuesday, April 2nd, Q&A on YouTube at How to Buy a Home. Come see me live in Dallas or online on YouTube, and let's talk about how you can do this. Email info@howtobuyahome.com. What is happening, homies? I'm your host, David Sidoni, and welcome to the How to Buy a Home podcast. And yeah, it's Friday night, and I was writing this podcast. My whole family fell asleep. I'm an old dude, drink. So I just decided to jump in my car and drive to my office and jump in my studio and record this podcast. And of course, I open it with that happy, positive thought. Hey, it sucks to be you. No, it doesn't suck to be you. It just kind of sucks you didn't buy a home back when I told you to, when interest rates were at 2.66%, and that was a once-in-a-100-years thing, and I hear all kinds of people bitching right now how tough it is to buy a home. Yeah, well, guess what? They were bitching back then when interest rates were at 2 and 3%. They were saying, oh, it's so tough to buy a home because there's so many multiple offers. Hey, life moves on, and maybe you couldn't pull it off back then. But let's not go into this ready to bitch about whatever the negative obstacles are. Because, hey, let's look at it this way. If you could have done this back when rates were at 3 or 4 or 5%, but you were waiting for something because you thought it was going to turn into this completely easy path, I am sure that every episode back then, I advised you at that time that if you're close, you should try to make this move as soon as possible. But you didn't. And that's okay. We're all here today, and that means that we are left with trying to figure out the best options we have today. So let's talk about that today. Let's talk about solutions. And if you started listening to this just recently and you've never even known a world where interest rates weren't at 7%, well, this solution is going to be for you too. And a little thought on timing. We can't change anything. We were all born when we were born, and life happens when it happens. I happen to be a 14-year-old kid when Prince was at his heyday, and my very first concert I ever saw was Purple Rain. That's just how my life timeline worked out. My wife's same timeline, same age as me, her first concert, the Dirty Dancing Tour. So I want to keep you away from the Dirty Dancing Tour and make you go see Prince at his height. And how do we do that with timing and information? Your timing puts you right here today when you're listening to this in your ear holes as a potential buyer. So you do what you got to do to create the best options right now today for your rent replacement strategy. So is my urgent-ish tip the greatest secret real estate deal of the last 50 years? No, it's not. This is just a way for you to take advantage of the current market today. Now, in the forecast episodes 211 through 214, I gave you the numbers and the predictions for 2024 and 2025. It was all there in great detail, and it was determined that if you wait for lower rates, you're going to be in bidding wars that are going to make the Game of Thrones red wedding look like a peaceful sit-down dinner. So let's take this 7% watermelon-sized lemon and stop sucking on it and saying how sour it is, bitching about how the boomers had it better. Let's squeeze the hell out of this thing and let's make it better. You can even spike it if you want to for some fun. Let me help you with that. Did I mention that I'm old? There it is. Drink. Okay, I saw some dude on social media talking about something that my unicorn realtors and my unicorn lenders have been telling homies for years. If you can, do not ask for a price reduction when you're buying a home. Do not ask for a lower price when you're buying a home. I know this sounds crazy. That's because there's a better way to save money when you're buying a home. If you're using a loan, and hey gang, most of you out there are probably using a loan. Now, it's pretty easy once you get your head wrapped around all the numbers of the home buying formulas. So if you're in a position where you're asking for a $10,000 price slash, you're trying to get this home for less than the listing price. Well, when you do that, you're only knocking $10,000 off the amount of your total loan. And that money, that $10,000, is really not doing much for you. It feels like I say $10,000 off the purchase price, but you literally are saving tens of dollars a month over that 30-year loan. But if you ask the seller for a $10,000 credit at closing, you can keep that money. Think about how much money you're saving up right now to try to get to your down payment, your closing costs. Imagine if you had an extra $10,000 thrown at you today. That could help with your closing costs. And if you already have everything saved up and you don't really need it, great. Take it and use it to fix up the home. Or today's episode, you can buy down your mortgage interest rate before the rates go down on their own and the market gets B-A-N-A-N-A-S, because it will. And you're going to be competing with a fajillion other buyers on one home in a bidding war with all those people who want to rip out your eyeballs. And here's another example I saw on social media, and I did not actually verify these numbers, but I've seen numbers like these in the past, and it's pretty average based on my experience. Oh, and by the way, that's 18 years experience, not 18 weeks, like many of the other realtors and lenders on social media, TikTok and Instagram, begging you to buy a home with them so they don't have to go back to their real job. Now, this one that I saw had some numbers on how a potential mortgage interest rate buy down can work. And this could be something that you could utilize over the end of winter and early spring of 2024 so you can beat the rush before the rates drop. Here's what it said. On a $500,000 home, you could offer $490,000. Now, if no one else is bidding on the home and you're like, I'm going to get this for a good deal, and you're like, I just saved $10,000. No, you actually saved about $60 a month. That's it. Or you can offer the full $500,000 and you can get a $10,000 credit back to you at the closing. And then you use this for what we call a 2-1 mortgage interest rate buy down. Now, in this scenario, on this social media thing, the guy said in order for them to do that, based on the rates today, it was going to cost maybe like $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. So you're going to use most of that credit to pay for the buy down. Now, in the first year, it buys down your rate 2 full points. So it's called a 2-1 because in the first year, it buys it down 2 points, 2 percentage points. In the second year, it buys it down 1 percentage point. So you go from assumedly like a 7 point to a 7% loan to a 5% loan the first year and a 6% loan the second year. Now, in this particular scenario, that first year when you are buying 2 percentage points off of today's mortgage interest rate, you save $578 a month for the first year. The second year, you get 1 point off of today's mortgage interest rate. In this scenario, it said that you'd be saving $296 in your second year. So that's a grand total in savings of $10,752 for the first 2 years. Seems like pretty simple math to me. If there was a way for you to get that money up front and make your mortgage payments easier for the first 2 years, not to mention this scenario, you're actually making money with the savings because it's $10,752. And I think buying it down could have been $8,000, $9,000, or $10,000. But here's the real magic behind this. This also means that you buying a home right now using this means you beat the rush at the end of the year. Now, here's the other twist on that. It's going to be very, very difficult to get a seller credit when the rates come down and there's bazillions of people out there. Remember, 72% of homebuyers paused their search in 2023. Well, if they're all coming out later, it's going to be tough for you to get a seller to give you a credit because people are going to be overbidding, overpaying, and going huge. So here's a phrase that you don't hear too often. Hey, all you first-time homebuyers, let's use this stupid freaking high interest rate to work for you. Yeah, this high interest rate is a gift. You feel me? Yeah, how'd you like to get out there and punk all of those 72% of those wussy scared buyers out there? Man, okay, did that work? Sorry, I tried to get hard there. And as most of you know, I'm just a cis, Caucasian, woke, fiscally conservative, massively white dude from Orange County, a self-proclaimed nerd. So I'm not sure the hard vibe is something that I can pull off. You know what? Let's try this. Let me get my wannabe thug 24-year-old nephew in here to explain. He is currently between career moves right now and has nothing to do on a Friday night, so he just followed me to the office. But as we were driving here, he punched the title of the podcast into ChatGPT and AI, and it gave him this. So come on over. Tell everyone. Come on.
Yo, what's up, homies? My name is Sid Drizzle. What's live? It's time for me to spit some fire.
Yeah, okay. All right, Uncle Dave. He's trying his best to help y'all out. I'm just out here killing it on TikTok, know what I'm saying? Yeet! Skrrt! So I started messing around with AI and blah, blah, found some stuff on this buy down. Maximize your fiscal leverage by utilizing a seller closing cost to offset the payment of a mortgage interest rate buy down. Damn, that's crazy. Yeet! Yo, let me keep spitting my sweet Orange County fire at you. Don't forget, player, in the previous scenario, the seller doesn't give a damn about all that because to them, blah, it's the same deal. Oh, yeah. Peep this, $500K with $10K off as a credit? Shapop! That's the same as $490K offer price. Guap! That's a win-win, baby. What? Serious, Uncle Dave? Damn lawyers. All right. Crazy. I feel you. Okay, so what do you call this, Uncle Dave? It's like a little disclaimer here. In order for this to work, you need to run the numbers with your lenders. They will straight up change daily. Whoop! So these do not represent exactly what you can go out and get by the time you... Uncle Dave, you really want me to say this? Damn, you whack. All right, so check with your lenders, and by the time this is in your ear holes, the numbers will be different. Fine. Truth. Oh, and one more thing. The home has to appraise for the higher value in order to get the loan amount approved, so check with the... Serious, Uncle Dave? Dude. Fine. Okay, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Why are they checking with a unicorn? Cap, that ain't even real, dog. All right, that bit has to die now. write in at howtobuyahome.com and put in your two cents. Should I ever do another character on the show ever again? Let me know. Okay, I'm taking off the hoodie. Hi, gang. It's me again, your nerdy old friend. Drink. So I'm sure you guys have figured it out already, but a mortgage interest rate buy down is paying up front. So it's a strategy used by home buyers that reduces the interest rate on the mortgage loan in the initial beginning phases, and it lowers your monthly payments from anywhere from the first 3, 2, or 1 years. Now, this can make the mortgage more affordable in the short term. There are, if you go online, you're going to see all kinds of articles about permanent buy-downs for the life of the loan, but they are way more expensive, and they're usually only used by people with lots of money, lots of big spreadsheets, and they're doing some very complex break-even formulas. Like, they figure out that if they buy it down half a point right now, that the money they save is going to be a break-even in about 7 years. But that's assuming that they're buying at the lowest bottom end of interest rates. We're not assuming that right now. So we're not even going to get into the permanent buy-downs. We're going to talk about the temporary buy-downs. Temporary buy-downs reduce the interest rate and consequently, of course, the monthly mortgage payments for that specific period. The most common temporary period buy-downs are a 1-0. That means the first year and nothing on the second. A 2-1 and a 3-2-1. So it's a 1-0, a 2-1, or a 3-2-1. So the 1-0 is going to be the cheapest. You're buying it down 1 point for the first year. Second year, it goes back to today's rate. A 2-1, you're actually buying it down 2 percentage points the first year. And the 3-2-1, the most expensive one, you're going to be buying it down 3 points the first year, 2 points the second year, and 1 point the third year. And on the fourth year, you go to today's interest rate. So back in the old days when I started real estate, the only time I ever heard people talking about this was lenders would offer this to people that had a guaranteed change in income coming up. Like, for example, a doctor who's finishing med school or someone who's about to get their PhD and knows that their next job's going to be a big pay increase. So let's use those people, the soon-to-be doc or... well, I guess they're both docs if you're getting a doctorate. Or for that matter, anyone starting in a career that they know that maybe soon in the next year or two, they're going to get a good jump in pay. Here's how the math works. So imagine you're coming in with maybe 20% down and you're coming in today with these high rates. Well, we've already talked about the fact that PMI is not the devil and it's not that costly. So if you reduced from 20% down to 10% down, you'd have a nice chunk of cash. So what you could do with that is you could buy a 3-2-1 interest rate buy down. Now you would get 3 full points off of your first year's payments. So 7% interest goes to 4% for the first year, 5% for the second year, and 6% in the third year. Now here's where it gets even more interesting. If the forecast and the predictions are right, and the rates drop to that magic number of 5.99%, whether it's late 2024 or beginning of 2025, then all of those locked in homeowners, those homeowners who aren't selling because they're sitting on their 4% loans, well, they're going to think about selling. Now, guess who else is around the corner waiting for them to put the home on the market? That damn 72% of buyers who didn't listen to my podcast and put their search on pause last year, and now they're going to be busting out like a pack of hungry wolves and pushing prices up with bidding wars when those homes come on the market. So again, I can't time when you were ready to do this at your time on the earth, but if you take advantage of what I'm talking about and using this buy down, when the rates do get to 5.99, wouldn't it be nicer to be sitting in a home instead of out there fighting through the crowds? Now you can refinance your loan. And if people are telling you, oh, you got to buy down, well, that means next year, 2 years from now, you're going to be at 7%. Well, if rates go to 5.99 and everyone else comes running out, you refinance your loan and you won't pay 1 month of that 7% interest rate. And you will have gotten your home before the prices go up when the bidding wars get nuts. I know. A lot of math, a lot of complex stuff. So rewind and listen to it. Now, you can pay for a buy down by either decreasing your down payment, using some of that extra cash, getting a seller credit, or if you're at a low, or let's say you're calculating things at a 5% down payment. Now, I told you that you should do 3%, which is pretty high, but I like to go conservative, for your closing costs. So that means you're saving for a grand total of 8% of the price of the home that you want to buy. Well, change your savings goal. Push it to 10% or 12%. And if you're with the guidance of a unicorn lender who you're talking to every couple of weeks, those options are going to change daily with the rates and the market. But if you set that new goal and say, we're going to do this with a buy down, you may end up being able to take advantage. That's all confusing to you because you're new to the podcast. Go back and listen to season 2 from the start. Episodes 201 through 210 are the 10 basic steps, and it'll give you the breakdowns of everything you need, and it'll get a little bit more into this. If it's a bit too complex, think about it this way. Did you think that beating the 1%ers at their game, they're rigging this economy, so did you think beating them was going to be simple? Hell no. You got to listen to my dumb ass do horrible characters, drop bad dad jokes, and tell you what an old nerd I am, drink, who just wants to help you stick it to the man. Revolution, gang. Right now in 2024, affordability is the biggest issue. Why do you think 72% were sitting on the sidelines because of those high interest rates? It changed the affordability. Well, that happened in the fall of last year, and we now have a good 6 months of data to see how the housing market reacted to that. And I'm telling you, the lack of buyers is still not slowing anything down. So when the rates drop, boy, those people who waited are going to be shocked at the crowds fighting to help them buy houses that are going up in price. Let me drop some numbers on you that I got from my lender today. He said the equation's pretty simple for a mortgage interest rate buy down. Now, of course, there's always variables, but I'm going to give you his numbers. Now, bear with me because he's a lender, and so he's not like my nephew. He likes to be exact and to the penny. He said the equation's pretty simple. Take the P and I, the principal and the interest payment, at the actual rate. So in the example he gave me today, 6.99, a $400,000 home, principal and interest, $2,658.52. Thank you, Mario. I hope you're listening, you chump. $2,658.52. Then what we do is we take the P&I for 1 point less, 5.99%. That's $2,395.63. So those two numbers, 2,658 and 2,395. What you do is you subtract the 2,395, that's the 5.99% payment, from the 6.99 payment, 2,658, and don't forget the 52 cents. What that leaves you with is $262.89 less per month. So over the year, 12 months, that's $3,154.68. Why, oh, why did I do all that for you? Because he said the equation is simple, but listen to how many numbers I spit out. That $3,154.68, that's a rule of thumb at the cost to buy the rate down 1 point for 1 year. Whew, that was a lot. So you take the price of principal and interest is 6.99, and then you take the price of the same thing at 5.99, you subtract them, you get the difference. Multiply that by 12. So if you want to pay $262.89 less a month for the first year, you only need $3,154.68, which happens to be exactly the price of the savings for 12 months. So what if you just got the seller to credit you $3,200? Use that for a buy down. Now, if you get into the 2 or 3 percentage points off, that's going to be a bigger difference when you're taking 3 points off 6.99. That's why I started with the $10,000 credit at the beginning. Okay, Helmies, now I'm going to cut you a break. Number one, I'm not going to bring back Sid Drizzle or whatever I said his name was. And I'm not going to go any further into the details on the math. There's a ton. And if you research this online, you're going to see a lot of people talking about the break-even formulas. It's like everyone's favorite buzzword about buy-downs. Don't worry about that. I have been to full seminars where I have paid to go see these experts break down everything. And a lot of that information that I heard these people say, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And then I looked and I saw all that stuff posted on the internet. But here's the thing. Now that I'm older, I've realized, you know what's never at the top of the internet stories, the blogs about all these complex medical formulas? All of their formulas are based in that math vacuum. And what they do is they take constant variables. They use the historical 100-year data, the averages of a predictable steady market, or like what a 10-year market would do over a 5-year period. Well, that's all well and good, but those MIT equations and calculations about break-even dates, they all go out the window if anything unusual happens or changes in the market over the next 3 to 7 years. You will not find someone trying to calculate with that sort of strangeness, because that's where the variables get over the place and it's too forecasty and predicty for those math nerds who like things in a nice, neat box. The secret is, I am giving you some insider stuff that I usually don't like to give out. I'm usually making sure that no matter where you are, if you're paying an average rent, I think that eventually buying a home for you is going to be a better solution than continuing to pay that average rent for 3, 4, or 5 years. Actually, I don't think that. I know that. It's math. But today, I'm going to give you that, I hate to say it, but timing advice, the investor advice. I've been subtly saying stuff like this since 2019, but this is the time to hack the system. Sucks to be you if you don't own a home yet, sure. But it also sucks to be the investor who didn't buy Netflix stock when it was just a freaking fledgling DVD mail to your house service. But we play the hands that Father or Mother Time deals us. And we do the best that we can in the time now. The big things to remember when you're figuring out how to buy your first home, there's three of them. The hardest your monthly mortgage payment is ever going to be is in those first 3 to 5 years. That's because it will likely be higher than your rent because of the unaffordability that we're in right now. But if you listened way back to episode 48 and you got Ted Lasso believing in your brain, and you accept that a home is really a forced savings account, which gets easier because you're already used to an annual rising rent, which doesn't happen when you get a fixed mortgage. And because you also understand that you're younger and you're probably going to make more money as your career as you get older. And because you learned how to budget while you're saving for a home. So it starts out hard, but it gets easier. And then number two, in today's economic climate, it's not as easy to buy a home as it once was. So anything you can do to get in, get your foot in the door, that's going to benefit you in the long run, because the average age of first-time homebuyers was 36, dropped. I'm going to say it's all due to the podcast, but it only went to 35. And for the past 18 years, every single person that I have counseled says this to me, and that's number three. Damn, Sidonia, I wish I could have done this earlier. Oh, sorry. Now I did that stupid guy again. My people don't talk like that, but they do say to me, damn, Sidonia, I could have done this way earlier and stopped renting way earlier. And you know what? I could have got this home for cheaper. So that's what we got going on. So if you're getting any value out of my ridiculous, stupid characters, but most importantly, my crazy attempt to help the everyman rise up and start this revolution, please, please, please do me a big, big favor. Write a review in Apple or Spotify. It does so much to help the podcast get to more people. No views, no followers, no subscriptions. All they look at is reviews. So get on there and share the podcast with a friend. You can do it right now. Boop, boop, text it from your phone. Why did I go boop, boop? I'm an idiot. And of course, you can always check out at How to Buy a Home Podcast on Instagram and at How to Buy a Home Podcast on YouTube. Go to howtobuyahome.com for any other questions. No thought that you bring with your questions is too small, and no ignorance is too vast. We're all ignorant at some time. That's why I made a podcast. Educate, empower, and evolve into a badass human who just figures out life is where life is, and we're going to take advantage however we can. You can do this.